Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I like the Pompeiani part here. It applies today. Here we go. That's the best part, Sean. Is it not?
He's here in spirit.
He always is.
In cardboard fashion.
And his cardboard cutout sits right across from me, haunting me each day. He'll be here tomorrow. We're going to have a lot of fun tomorrow. Josh Yoey had an interesting story in The Athletic about Erik Karlsson, who was playing lights out this season. That's one of the biggest differences in this team. It's the injection of some youth. It's better goaltending, better special teams. Of course, he's part of that on what has been an electric power play. He's just been great for the most part. This is why you got him 2 years later. And Yoey asked him after the game if he's starting to believe in his team, even though people around the NHL had low expectations entering the season. And Yoey says this is how Karlsson answered, quote, "We have good individual players, and now we're finally starting to feel good as a team. The roles are starting to slot in." And here's the money part of the quote. "You know what's expected of you. You do the things you're good at and not the things that someone tells you to do that you can't do." I mean, I guess you could call that a veiled shot at Sully, except I don't see a veil there. That is just a direct shot at Mike Sullivan, and probably not an unwarranted one. And Karlsson would be Exhibit A. He just clearly didn't jibe with whatever Sullivan was telling him. It didn't work with that coach and this player. It's working now, and you see what you get is a guy who still looks like he's in his prime and is just spectacular, sometimes subtly so, and that's not a bad thing. He's just been really, really good. And, man, that was eye-opening. And that brings us back to our original topic today, which was Mike Tomlin. And is this going the same route as Sully, where it's just, yeah, great things happen, things never to be forgotten during this man's tenure, but where are we really going here? It seems to me we're going to the same spot year after year after year, and that got people like Rich Eisen to talking. Sean, if you have that quote from Rich Eisen, if things keep going in this direction that they've gone three of the last four games for the Steelers all on primetime, and if this season winds up at the same subway stop as the past eight, well, who knows what might happen, at least according to Rich Eisen, who has definitely changed his tune from, "You Steeler fans are pretty spoiled," is what he seems to have said in recent years. "You should enjoy the fact you have Tomlin." Now he says this.
"I wouldn't be surprised if the Steelers finally say, let's figure something out, and then Tomlin shows up somewhere else.
Like the Giants."
And let me ask you, if I may.
The Giants wouldn't be a bad spot. I think Tomlin is 100% going to be a coach in this league for as long as he wants to be. But I totally understand that Steeler fans are like, we're done with seeing something that has flashes of excellence in the regular season only to wane prior to the playoffs. This wane is now the middle of the season, but we are still, let's be honest.
That's a guy who's definitely changed his tune on Mike Tomlin. There's no doubt about that. It wasn't that long ago, Sean, where he was telling people, you know, you people are nuts for being critical of this. I think it took people around the country a while to realize what is actually happening here. The non-losing streak on the surface is very impressive, but the more sensational streak at this point is 8 years and counting without being competitive in a single playoff game. That sort of overshadows the non-losing streak, you know? And I think that last year's Ravens playoff game was something that opened people's eyes nationally to, oh my God, what? They haven't won a playoff game since 2016. That's a long time ago. They haven't been competitive in one since then. They all watch that and they're getting embarrassed by their arch rival here. And then three of the last four games, tens of millions of people have seen the Steelers just get totally embarrassed in primetime football. So I think people are starting to wake up to the reality here that, yes, they're quite respectable. It's quite a respectable operation, but really nothing much has happened in 8 going on 9 years. They don't win big games anymore and haven't for a long time. This is the longest playoff win drought since Bill Austin was here before Chuck Knoll.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
And that led us into talk of these reports, these rumors about the Giants wanting to come calling for Mike Tomlin, and how incredible would it be if they wanted to trade for him? I think it would be great for him and great for the Steelers. And then we had this from Mark Cabali on the morning show. This was absolutely incredible. Here we go.
I mean, whether you think he deserves to be fired or not deserve to be fired, moved on, tired of it, you're having one of your biggest events of your city, your organization, with the draft coming here in April, and you're going to be just wrapping up or just have a new coach. Do you think that Art Rooney wants to do that with a guy?
Okay, now wait a second.
19 years, and a guy that's been still had under contract until the 2027 season.
Of all the answers you could have given, of all the answers you could have given, that I did not see that.
Okay, Crowley didn't see it. Neither did I, except that I think Mark makes sense in this, that I don't think Art Rooney would want to do it even if Tomlin lost the rest of his games. Where I disagree with what I think Cabali was saying there is that it would play poorly. If they wind up where they always wind up at the end of the season and they were to make, let's say, a trade with the Giants or just move on from their head coach and go after a quarterback in the draft, it would be like Mardi Gras around here. Play poorly. They would be as far the opposite of that as humanly possible.
I think one thing he mentioned, and I don't know why he mentioned Brian Daboll, but he gave the scenario, what if it was Daboll that was coming out as a Steelers head coach at the draft? People would hate that. But I think that there's intriguing guys out there that people would be very excited about taking over for
it,
Tomlin.
It wouldn't matter. That part wouldn't matter, I don't think, Sean. If they wind up again not getting out of the first round or not making the playoffs or getting blown out again, people just want to move on. That would be A. And then B, if the reports on the Giants are true, you take that call and you say yes for your first round pick, which right now is the third pick in the draft. And you want to talk about injecting excitement. In the meantime, I don't know. Am I the only one? I love the fact that the draft is here for businesses around that area and for downtown and everything. The business aspect of it is awesome. But as far as like one of the biggest events in franchise history, it's the NFL draft. I mean, it's going to be a bunch of people standing around. And after the first round, nobody's going to know who's getting picked. I guess I'm not as excited about the actual draft part of it as others apparently are.
It would be like college game day coming for Pitt football to an extent. But what really matters is what happens in the game, right? The pomp and circumstance surrounding the draft and all that is negated if the Steelers don't get what they ultimately need. It's not
I
a
just
big
don't
event.
Think it's that huge of an exciting event.
Especially for a team that has all the Super Bowls. Right?
Yeah, beyond the first round. Although I'll acknowledge this, that the draft and the trip to Ireland are what passes for big events for the Steelers these days because they don't win big games. So these are the big franchise moments, you know, and it was cool. It was great, the trip back to Ireland. But it's not a Super Bowl. It's not even a playoff win. And having the draft here is awesome. I like the draft clock as much as anybody else. It's cool. It'd be fun to have so many people here and be in the limelight for a day. But it's in the end, it's only the draft. I'm way more interested in having bigger events like winning big games for the Steelers. Anywho, it's What's Cooking, brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly, Fan Weather, brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Cold with some snow flurries today and a high of 37, Carnell Lake. Wanted to say RIP to one of my all-time favorites, and he was a man who was hounded by demons in his private life, but was a great, great basketball player. And I remember being at Cortland State in upstate New York my freshman year of college a million years ago when Michael Ray Richardson led the New Jersey Nets past the defending champion 76ers. It was a five-game series, or maybe three, but they won the deciding game in Philly and just got word here via, I think, the AP that Michael Ray Richardson has passed. I wonder how old he was. He must have been around 70 or so. That doesn't say 70. That's what he was. I just guessed it. That April of 1955. What a great player. Low key, what a great, great player. And he had drug issues in his career. And if he hadn't had that, I think he would have been an all-time great. There was a season that he averaged 10 assists, 3 steals, 17 points, 7 rebounds. I mean, he was all over the place. He got MVP votes that year. And he had a flair and was fun to watch. Like, he was just a magician. And man, when they upset the Sixers that year in the playoffs, he was the guy. So RIP Michael Ray Richardson.
Lenny Wilkins passing away recently as well. That was very sad for basketball fans.
Yeah, and he was a legend. And he was the coach of the Seattle Supersonics, who were one of my early favorite teams. And I was rooting for them real hard when they played the Washington Bullets back-to-back, and I had a poster of their backcourt, Gus Williams and Dennis Johnson, in my room as a kid. In fact, I won that from a free throw shooting contest. Gus Williams, Dennis Johnson, Jack Sikma, Lonnie Shelton, downtown Freddie Brown was on one of those teams, and it's the greatest nickname in sports history. I think the Seattle Supersonics. It's up there anyway, isn't it, Sean?
It is. I know that there's still a lot of people that want to see that team return to Seattle as the Supersonics.
Limit's back tomorrow?
I think so.
What a man he's become.
Unless Crowley gets him sick between now and then.
Yes, and I want to end the show where I began, which is acknowledging all the veterans out there and everybody who ever has served this country. Just wanted to acknowledge you and veterans' families out there with deepest respects, profound respect and admiration and gratitude. Thank you. Sean, I'll see you whenever I see you, buddy. Great job.
Wonderful working with you today, Joe.
All right. I'll see you soon.
Good night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.